Your morning with Joe and Julianne on Classic Hits 107.9 Cool FM.
Young Turks, is that who Rod Stewart's chasing for food for Thanksgiving?
That's awesome.
I couldn't resist.
Cognition query.
Ever so slow, sloths. How often do sloths descend from their trees to go to the bathroom?
I'm going to make the question shorter. How often do sloths go potty? A, about once a day. B, about once a week. Or C, about once a month.
There you go.
Once a week.
Woohoo!
Oh my gosh.
Being a tiny tank myself, I can't imagine that.
Right?
Who's this?
This is Adam.
So I wonder, you know how you see the commercials on TV, if they're older male sloths, do they have to go to the bathroom more often?
These are the things that take up room in our minds. If you're very active and you don't want water, what should you drink?
Griffith University School of Allied Health Services says milk is an ideal beverage.
Milk, huh?
Milk.
It does a body good.
No, thank you.
I would chug down ice cold milk after a workout.
No. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree with you. Yuck.
Right?
The only time I drink milk is with lemon meringue pie.
Oh, lemon meringue pie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, George. Appreciate that. Sure, it's 9:25, but who says it's really 9:25?
And it's 9:25 here.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it's 9:25 everywhere.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
And who's to say we have the right time?
Right. It's Chicago getting all existential on us.
But the truth is out there.
It is. Thanks, Scully.
You're welcome, Mulder. At the Hotel Gran Playa de Palma in Majorca, Spain.
Gran Playa de Palma.
Neither one of us really knows, so he just makes it sound better than me.
You gotta do it with flair.
The Hotel Gran Playa de Palma. Sound like a Count Dracula. Anyway, that their hotel,
yeah.
It noticed a lot of pool floats were piling up as guests decided not to take them home in their luggage.
Okay.
So now the hotel's created a sort of pool float adoption program.
Do you get to name them?
Probably can.
If you adopt them.
Why not?
There's Bob the Float.
But really, it's more of a fostering program because they don't take them home.
No.
Adoption is like making it your forever home.
Exactly.
So they should call it a pool fostering program.
There you go.
I'll tell them so they get the name right.
And then they say to you, get our name right, and we'll get your name right.
Yes. Good one. What animal gets smarter during autumn?
Squirrel.
It is.
Wow,
squirrel.
That is such an obscure thing. How did you know that?
Because they stash all their coats for food for winter.
Wow, that's a great leap of deduction and logic.
On your part, yeah. Who's this?
This is Daryl Gilmore. I work for Jackway Construction.
You guys get to listen to us on the job?
Yeah, I've got you in my pickup.
I didn't realize we were in a pickup. I thought we were in a studio.
No, I'm in a pickup.
You said you have us in your pickup.
He's cheesy, Dale. Yeah. Don't worry about him.
What vegetable has about 7,000 more genes than a human being?
The tomato.
So if somebody calls you a tomato head, take it as a compliment. You're more advanced than the average human being, at least gene-wise. So who's this?
Jeff.
Monkeys.
Monkeys.
Monkeys are running amok in Lebanon, Ohio. In recent days, residents of the area have spotted monkeys hanging out of trees, monkeys dancing to the music, and some even caught the creatures on camera. Oh, me, oh, my. Monkeys on camera? Lebanon police said they're investigating the reported monkeys, and wildlife groups have been contacted to respond if needed. So I wonder what kind of questions the police asked the monkeys when they were investigating them.
I don't know.
Why are you here? Why don't you go back?
You're
going to
hitch a ride on a pig? Remember the viral video?
Oh,
baby monkey.
Baby
riding
monkey,
on a pig.
Riding on a pig.
Baby monkey. Baby monkey. Riding on a pig. Baby monkey.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, man. I haven't seen that in years. I love that video.
It was so fun.
We got to look that up. We got to post that. Monkeys hanging out in trees dancing to music. Sounds kind of like the atmosphere here every day at Cool FM.
Your morning with Joe and Julianne on Classic Hits 107.9 Cool FM.